We've got a real mix of letters coming in this morning. Firstly, just following up from Rick's letter a couple of weeks back, we are still on the hunt for the Lemonade Stand kids in Victor Harbour. If you know of any kids that are putting together a regular lemonade stand, let us know through our Power FM SA Facebook page or send us a letter through powerfmsa.com.au. I want to do something great for those kids. Still waiting on an active lead. We've heard from some people, but not the kids we're looking for. Our first letter today comes in from Michelle saying, there has been no doubt a lot of road safety issues in the hills throughout this year, but the decision to reduce speed limits around the area is no more than a band-aid fix on a larger problem. So there was a story on powerfmsa.com.au last week that the Mount Barker District Council are announcing that by the end of the year, speed limits will be lowered from 80 to 60 k along Spring Hills Road and Bald Hills Road as well. And each location is going to have new signs, including additional temporary advisory signage to alert drivers to change speed limits. The council are also looking for a whole bunch of other sweeping changes to speed limits around the community. Michelle continues, road quality, better driving and better visibility are all bigger issues than slowing people down that were already doing the right thing. The Mount Barker Council need a head check. That coming in from Michelle. Do you agree with her? Where do you stand on it? There were a lot of responses on our social media when that story came out last week as well. Michelle joining the crew of not happy people. From Tony saying, it was fantastic to attend the SA Viking Festival at Victor Harbour today. So this was across the long weekend. Brilliant to have people come together again for a community event. More of it. Well done to the organisers. It was great fun. Apparently, I didn't get there myself across the weekend, but medieval craft there, and they were putting together items, and knights and other medieval reenactment groups were all taking place, which sounds like a whole bunch of fun. If you went, let us know what it was like. 1300 137 317. From Elise, I hope everyone in the Lopethal community still gets their lights out for Christmas. Let's keep that Christmas spirit going. Yes, the Lights of Lopethal Festival was unfortunately cancelled last week, but community organisers saying that people can still put their lights up and you'll still be able to drive through that Lopethal community. Just no stopping, and the nativity scenes and all the market stalls won't be there, which is a bit of a shame, but understandable with everything else being cancelled this year. So will we still see the Christmas lights? I wager we will see a lot of them around Lobethal. And finally, coming in from Aaron, he says, please tell Damon don't try to sing on the radio. Aaron, we're still yet to hear from you, which breaks my heart. Each week we sing you a song and we don't hear from you. Aaron from Strathalbyn, the call is out there for you. Maybe this song will turn the tide. I'm hoping it will. I remember when you wrote to me the first time saying this is it, I've had enough. Cause my singing, it was driving you insane. And you asked if I could stop. What? I keep hope that you will come again and say, Damon, I was wrong, I hope you sing to me all day. Sorry, Aaron, I want us to be okay. You said stop singing, I didn't, you're gone now, I miss you. Ooh, whoa, oh, oh, oh. I wrote this song for you last night, but ooh, whoa, oh, oh, oh. This time, I hope you hear me telling you we may never, ever, ever get back together, cause we have not heard from you again whatsoever. So can you talk to your friends, talk to my friends, or talk to me, Aaron, cause it's the only way you'll stop this Aaron endeavor, like ever. If you want to send your letter through, the letter to the broadcast at powerfmsa.com.au, it is your platform to have your say on whatever you want. We'll read them again next Tuesday.